Teamwork skills necessary for life's challenges. However, for each benefit that sports gives, there's also a risk. While Dr. Paul Skadden and nurse practitioner Brenda Kretschmer from Seaboyne Family Medicine encourage exercise at all high school activities, they would also like to remind all involved to practice safety as well.
This is Dr. Paul Skadden. Dehydration, overexertion, and gradual wear and tear on the body, especially the knees, wrists, and elbows, are just a few medical issues that may arise from sports. Encourage all athletes to drink lots of water, get plenty of sleep, and don't be afraid to take a break now and then. This will prevent a great deal of problems and allow athletes to play at their full potential.
This is Brenda Kretschmer, nurse practitioner from Seaboyne Family Medicine, here to say good luck to all area high school athletes, and remember to play it safe.
On to the final act, fourth quarter now on WLW Sports. USA leading by 12, 45-33. USA with the first possession in this fourth quarter. USA is being paced right now by Hunter Bone with 13, Wesolowski with 12, Sines with 9.
Sines sat out for about 4 minutes of that quarter, but he's back here in the fourth quarter.
Dominic Guardian at the free throw line to Sines, left wing. Dribbling left to right. Now back to Hunter Bone. We have a whistle. We have a timeout called by Mark Gainforth on WLEW Sports Network.
Staying active is a way for young athletes to be prepared from season to season. It doesn't mean specializing in one sport year-round, but it does mean being engaged in activities that develop them into all-around healthy participants. Get up, get active, and play. Preparation lasts all year. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Everybody get up.
Mark Gainforth telling his team to calm down, slow the ball down here after that timeout. 30-second timeout called by Mark Gainforth in USA. Hunter Bone is casted. He's amping up the defense here, coming in a bit of a trap in the wings. Isaiah Williamson to the left elbow, goes to work, goes up for the lane, and it's tipped away by Mason Earle, brought in by Jack Stern. Here comes Sawyer Cuthrell. Into the corner to Parker Hare. Both teams with six rebounds in that third quarter, and Mason Earle traveled with it.
Well, they got the ball where they wanted it anyways. Cassidy has a press employed right now. You have Dominic Guardian and Hunter Bone bringing the ball up. Pass over to Isaiah Williamson. Back to Dominic Guardian. Guardian to Brennan Allman for the layup.
Not bad on the duties there. That's what happens when I can't do my math quick enough. 33-47, a 14-point ball game. Cuthrell goes into the lane and gets stuffed completely by Williamson. Goes out of bounds, and it's going to be USA ball, believe it or not.
It's been a rough night for Sawyer Cuthrell.
But he's going to have another go at it next year.
Yes, he is.
Only a junior.
And he's a good one, too.
This Cassidy squad is young, but good bright future here, especially with Cuthrell and Erla both being juniors. Parker Hare is a junior.
Let's put it this way. They have three seniors, Kyle Ross, Jack Stern, and Drew Loomis.
6:10 left in the fourth. It's USA by 14, 47-33. Signs in the lane. Is going to be called for a travel. Something just didn't seem right, and that's what it was.
It was that second step. It'll get you every time.
It was the third step. USA with six turnovers on the night. Cassidy with eight. Kyle Ross left wing to Cuthrell. Hunter Bone steals it, though. Here comes Bone into the lane, goes up for the shot, and he is fouled. And it's going to be a block, I would guess, against Sawyer Cathrell. Indeed it is. That's Cathrell's fourth foul and Cass City's seventh team foul. So the rest of the way out for the remaining 5 minutes and 44 seconds of this ball game, USA will be shooting at least one free throw. Hunter Bone at the line shooting two. First free throw is up, and this one's good. Hunter Bone with 14 points. Couple substitutions for Cass City. Number 12, Chase Winter replaces Kyle Ross. And number 20, Keith Lounsbury replaces Jack Stern. 5:44 left in the fourth. 48-33, second free throw good from Hunter Bone. Now a 16-point lead for the Patriots, 49-33. A little bit of pressure coming from USA. Cass City gets through it okay. Into the corner, Mason Erla. Skip pass to Cathrell, left wing, up for three. He nails it. Sawyer Cathrell's first points of the night. Couldn't come at a better time. Cuts it down to 13-point deficit for the Red Hawks. As Mason Erla nearly stole it, but Sines goes into the lane and makes the layup instead. Sines with 11. Back to a 15-point lead.
That's Sine's first points of the second half.
Chase Winter in the corner. Back up to Parker Hare for three, top of the key. He nails this one. Parker Hare with 6 points off of two threes.
Why is everyone waits for the fourth quarter?
I don't know. It's the same spot, too.
Yeah.
Cody Seaman got hot from there in the first game. A little bit too late, though, for Harveach. It would have taken a lot for Harveach to get over that one. That's for certain.
They weren't, beat? They were outscored, right? I don't know how that saying goes, but just didn't have enough time.
Mason Earl gets the steal. Goes coast to coast, misses the layup. Rebound, Dominic Gardia. Top of the key to Sines, right wing against Hare. Hunter Bone, left wing. And we have another timeout called by Mark Gainforth. It's time for another quick break. 4:22 left in the fourth, 51-39. USA leads by 12.
This is Len Jensen, Thumb Cellular Sales Executive for Tuscola and Huron Counties.
And this is Tanya Obersky, Sales Executive for Sanilac and Huron County.
Have you finally had enough with your big national impersonal cellular company? And are you ready to switch to your local cellular provider with the clearest signal, nationwide service with no roaming charges, 4G LTE service, and the customer service that you deserve? Call Tanya Obersky or myself, Len Jensen, today.
Are you already with Thumb Cellular but need to add a phone to your account? Want to switch to the lightning speed of the 4G LTE service? Call us today and we can come to you. If you live in Sanilac or Huron County, call me, Tanya Obersky, at 989-553-5282.
If you live in Tuscola or Huron County, call me, Len Jensen, at 989-550-4666.
For your best deal, call us and make an appointment today.
It's USA by 12, 51-39. That full timeout called by USA's Mark Gainforth to discuss a little bit of coaching moment, I would presume, with 4:22 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 12.
I think he was telling them what to expect.
Wesolowski's back in the game for USA. Signed South Key over to Hunter Bone, left wing. Big game for that man tonight. Dominic Gardien with it.
I would be a bit surprised to see USA take about 30 seconds off the clock before their next shot. Maybe 45, who knows?
4 minutes left in the fourth. Williamson goes to work in the right block, feeds it off to Williamson, or to Gardien. Swatted out of the air by Earl, and they claim he got a little body on him. This will be Mason Earl's second foul of the night. Eighth team foul. Sends Dominic Gardien to the line for two shots. Gardien with 2 points in the night came in the first quarter. Sir Cathrell will be checking in after this free throw. First free throw is good. Gardien with 3 points. Cathrell replaces number 20, Keith Lounsbury. End of the Cass City bench.
Yeah, USA is perfect from the line.
You didn't even jinx him on that one, John.
Uh-huh.
Dominic Gardien 2 for 2 on that trip.
Now I know the jinx is kind of overrated.
Yeah.